This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
يروي الإمام البخاري ومسلم في صحيحيهما عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنهما قال كان رجل يقرأ سورة الكهف وعنده فرس مربوط بشطنين فغشيته سحابة فجعلت تدنو وجعل فرسه ينفر منها فلما أصبح أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر له ذلك فقال تلك السكينة نزلت للقرآن متفق عليه. So today's hadith is found in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, where al-Bara' ibn Azib narrates that the Prophet that there was a man who was reciting Surah al-Kahf, and that man had a horse that was tied up, and so as that man was reciting Surah al-Kahf, there's a cloud that overshadowed the man, and it began to come closer to him, and so the horse freaked out and it started to violently move, and so the man the next day he went to the Prophet and he mentioned that what happened, how the horse reacted to the cloud that was getting close to the man and overshadowing him. And the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the tranquility that came because of the recitation of the Qur'an. So in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ here makes the connection between as-sakina and the Qur'an. There's that link between sakina, tranquility, serenity, and the Qur'an. And this really teaches us what the impact of the Qur'an that it's supposed to have in our lives. When the person who is engaged with the Qur'an, who recites the Qur'an, who ponders the Qur'an, lives a life of tranquility, of peace, because they have an understanding someone who doesn't engage with the Quran, doesn't understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and doesn't understand the purpose of creation, they might not have that peace of mind that and tranquility that the person who does reflect and recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the word sakina is very interesting because we know in Arabic sakin means a knife. And so sakina is something that was in motion and then it became still. So when you get a knife and you slaughter, for example, an animal, it was in motion, and then when you slaughter it, it's now still and calm, right? So that's the connection between sakina and sakina. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions sakina, like the word is used or associated with multiple things. For example, the night is described as sakina. At night, we are still and calm and people are sleeping. It's also described for the relationship between a husband and their wife. It's supposed to be tranquil and peaceful. And then it's also mentioned in other places. So, but here in this hadith, the sakina and the Quran, there's that association. So it just teaches us what's the output. How should it impact our life, right? So someone who is, for example, like worried about things, they are, you know, always stressed out. When they recite the Quran, they get a different feeling. They have this calmness all of a sudden because of the recitation of the Quran. There's something within the Quran that only the ones who do recite it and do engage with it or feel it, and no one else can experience that. And it's hard to describe it unless someone tries it themselves. And so, inshallah, from this hadith, we learn a lot. And obviously, there's special virtue to that sahabi who, some scholars mentioned, there's a virtue to that sahabi who was overshadowed by the cloud because he was reciting the book of Allah, specifically Surah Al-Kahf, which is very interesting. Surah Al-Kahf, he was reciting Surah Al-Kahf, and in Surah Al-Kahf, there's, you know, that we have the tranquility of the people of the Kahf, the youth who went to seek refuge in the Kahf, and we have the tranquility of the man who was at the beginning arrogant because of his garden, and then after his garden was destroyed, he became, you know, he came back to his senses, and he was like, he realized that he shouldn't have been arrogant. And we have the sakina of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he found out the wisdom behind the actions of Al-Khidr. And then we have the people who were violent and caused corruption. Dhul Qarnayn built the construction around them, and so now they are contained and they are still. They're not moving around causing corruption. And so that the small nice connection between the concept of tranquility of Sakina and so what he was reciting Surah Al-Kahf. So that's an interesting point. So I hope this is of benefit for all of us. Inshallah, I begin this soon, next week or the week after, we're going to begin a series on, like, the khawatir will be related to Ramadan. So this is the last hadith pertinent to, like, hadith related to the Quran. And we'll, after that, inshallah, starting soon, we're going to be, it's going to be, the khawatir will be related to Ramadan, prepping for Ramadan, inshallah. I hope this was beneficial. يروي الإمام البخاري ومسلم في صحيحيهما عن البراء عن ابن عازم رضي الله عنهما قال كان رجل يقرأ سورة الكهف وعنده فرس مربوط بشطنين فتغشته سحابة فجعلت تدنو وجعل الفرس ينفر منها فلما أصبح أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر له ذلك فقال تلك السكينة نزلت للقرآن صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا